Now it's the time you've been waiting for. You're in the mix with film producer Jason Slack, a.k.a. the talk of the town now. The 40 Vision Films man himself, the owner of the Jason Slack brand. The place to be is here on the Vision Live Network. And now, let's get it in. Welcome to the Slack is Talk podcast.
Welcome to the Slack is Talk podcast, a.k.a. the talk of the town now. I'm your host, film producer Jason Slack. And today is Thursday, June 29th, 2023. And on today's episode, man, we'll be paying tribute to one of the greatest rappers to ever do it. I'm talking about Busta Rhymes. So without a doubt, let's get it in. And welcome to another epic edition of the Talk of the Town. Now, this is our second week back, our second episode, the second half of season number 5. And we closing out the month of June. Man, time is flying, man. You know, can you believe it? We more than halfway through the year already. You know what I'm saying? Like, man, you know what I'm saying? Like, Christmas be here before you know it. But another episode of the Talk of the Town now is a blessing, man. You know what I mean? We're going to rock out again. Y'all know what it is. I'm talking about my Slackest Talk faithful. My Slackest Talk day ones. Anybody new, you know what I'm saying? Welcome to the show. If you're new and you're hearing this for the first time, you go hear it every episode. First and foremost, I want to say thank you. Y'all could have been anywhere in the world right now, but y'all here with me. I appreciate that. I want to give a shout out, man, to everybody that got drafted, you know, in the NBA draft this past week. Man, you know, it's a blessing, man. Besides being able to play basketball and then do what you love, it's an opportunity for people to feed their families. You know what I'm saying? It's a night where a lot of dreams came true. It's a night where, you know, a night where a lot of people got to see their hard work become reality. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the day people been waiting for. You know what I'm saying? All their lives. You know what I mean? And it's just like any sports draft, like, you know, football too, man. I love it. You know what I'm saying? I love the passion. I love to see people, the players, when their name get called, you know what I'm saying? Whether it's a surprise or whether it looks like they knew it was going to happen. You know what I'm saying? The families are there, and it's just a wonderful time. And for me, I got another reason to check it out now, because for me, in the upcoming years, man, I'm going to be personally sending some players in the draft. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to have the luxury of being able to say some players that I had, the benefit of coaching are getting ready to, you know, go to the league. You know what I'm saying? If not this next year coming up, 24, I definitely look forward in 25 to seeing people that I coached. You know what I'm saying? And I actually saw one of those players this past week in the gym. You know what I'm saying? And we chopped it up. You know, he watched the draft and he was inspired by it. And overall, man, I just want to say shout out to the NBA draft, everybody that got drafted, everybody that got accepted to camp. Like I said, aside from, you know, playing basketball, it's an opportunity to do a positive thing and feed your families and open up more opportunities and jobs for others. So, you know, shout out to the NBA draft. Congrats to everybody that was drafted. Congrats to everybody that was signed to a contract. Now, we have a first here on the Slackest Talk, man. You know, usually, you know, I record in my city, you know, South Carolina. You know what I'm saying? This is a first in that I'm actually on vacation, man. I'm away, you know what I'm saying? So I took time out, you know, to find a place to record. You know, we just got back. You know, I didn't want to miss another week. I can't do that. You know what I'm saying? It killed me being out those 4 weeks. You know what I'm saying? So I couldn't do it again. And I just want to say, you know, thanks for the opportunity, man. You know, I hope the sound and everything doesn't miss a beat. You know what I'm saying? I will be listening. You know, I'm live right now, but I will go back and listen. I listen to all my episodes, you know what I'm saying, to make sure I give y'all that quality sound. But it's just a blessing, man, to be able to do this in another city. You know what I'm saying? That's how God work, man. That's how my fans work. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, y'all want to hear it, you know, I'm going to provide it. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm going to do. But on this episode, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to jump right in. You know, we have a very special tribute. You know what I'm saying? This past weekend, you know, the BET Awards was held. And one of the things that I like about the BET Awards every year, you know, they give a Lifetime Achievement Award to, you know, somebody that, you know, somebody that deserve it, man, an icon, a legend. And this year, man, you know, it's not a more deserving person, you know, like, I talk about it all the time here, you know, on the Slackers Talk. You know, I talk about some of the things that make a person great. And even before I get into that, we talking about none other than Busta Rhymes, man. We giving him his just due here on the Slackers Talk podcast. And getting back, one of the things that make people great is when you can survive the times. You know what I'm saying? Busta Rhymes has been around ever since like the early 90s, man. You know what I'm saying? He started out in Leaders of the New School. You know what I mean? A lot of y'all young cats don't know that. He started out in, I'll say like 91, 92. It's 2023. And Busta's still dropping gems, man. You know what I'm saying? He's still doing it. You know what I mean? Still doing it. Man, you know, Busta Rhymes is, it's a guy, he's a guy that I feel like a lot of people, of course, respect him. I mean, you know, you gotta respect him, man. He just got the Lifetime Achievement Award. But at the same time, like, when people have this discussions about who's their top five and who's the best, you know, who's their favorite rapper, I feel like his name is not mentioned enough. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, we all have our different requirements of like what's great and what should be included in the debate of who's the best. But one of the things that I think people leave out is longevity. You know, this dude has been around for a long time, man. And not only that, in addition to being around a long time, he's still releasing quality music. That's the key. It's not like he ever fell off. You know what I'm saying? He's still doing it. Now, over time, you know, music has changed. And, you know, a lot of people, you know, when he started out, a lot of people that were kids are grown. And we just in a completely new and different generation of music. So the young cats that's out here doing their thing now and listening to music, they're not really old enough to, like, appreciate Busta Rhymes like that. But, man, you know, when you go back, he's still doing it, man. He still got it. You know what I'm saying? He still got it. Still got it. One of the things that make him stand out, he's one of the greatest performers, man. A lot of people, that's another thing that gets slept on. Like, the performance. Like, I'm willing to bet anybody that ever engaged in the debate of, you know, which rapper is the best, you know, what's your top four, what's your top five, you know, who's in the upper echelon, anybody who has engaged in that conversation, I bet you they leave out not just the music, you know, not just being, you know, judged on the music, but the performance. Like, what makes Busta Rhymes stand out is he gets it. Like, he's just not on stage just like, you know, singing his lyrics, man. Like rhyming. It's being a showman. It's like putting on a show. He always understood that part. And he was even willing to, like, if there's another artist out there that, you know, they just not able to perform, he called you out. You know what I'm saying? He calls it out. Like, performance is big. Like, it's about, you know, bringing people on the stage. It's about, you know, the visual. Like, people wanna see that. Like, people pay their hard-earned money to see you perform. You know what I'm saying? You gotta remember, like, before the show start, they done heard the song already. You know what I'm saying? They done, if they're a fan, when you're a fan of Busta Rhymes, right? Or whoever, you know what I'm saying? And this person and this rapper is getting ready to perform, and you go see them. Being that you're a fan, 10 times out of 10, you already heard the music already before. You know what I'm saying? That's what made you a fan. So, yeah, you're going to hear the music, but you want to see, like, a performance, man. A lot of rappers don't get that. You know what I'm saying? And that's what, like, separates a lot of them. You know what I'm saying? Busta Rhymes, man, one of the greatest performers there is, man. The dancing. He gives you the visual. He's going to bring out some artists. He's going to, like, do it all, man. He's going to go all out, man. He's going to give you a show. Like, that's most slept on. The thing I like the most is you have to remember, like, how many times he was able to reinvent himself. How many times he was able to keep up with the times and keep up with music changing and a new fan base and a new sound. As I mentioned before, you know what I'm saying? He started off in Leaders of New School in a group, right? He started that. From there, you know, he wasn't an official member. He wanted to be. Because I remember, you know, the story and everything. He wanted to be with a tribe called Quest. You know, he did a lot of stuff with them. You know, Q-Tip was his man. So, you know, he did that. After that, you know what I'm saying? He was able to go solo. And, man, when he did, he just took off. The first single on his first album, Woo Ha, Got You All in Check. I believe it was on The Coming. Man, when that came out, that was like nothing you ever heard before, man. It was just completely different. Like, just like, just think about it, man. Like, the dude, Busta started off his first single with the words, "Y'all, y'all, 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 y'all." Man, when I heard that, you just knew that this dude was different. You know what I'm saying? You knew that this guy was different. First off, you know what I'm saying? You know the thing that I respect the most. Y'all hear it all the time on the show. You can't get him confused with anybody. Once he raps, once he starts talking, once he opens up his mouth, you know who he is. Y'all know how I feel about that part, man. You know how valuable that is, man. His voice and his style is unique, and it can't be confused or mixed up with anyone. Y'all know how big that is to me, right? But going back to the reinvention, you know, he went solo. He gave you all those classic albums. Not only were they classic albums, but he was consistent. Like, some rappers come out today and you just don't hear from them again for another 2 or 3 years when it's time for them to come out again. This dude was consistently, like, putting out classics, like, every year. You know what I'm saying? Non-stop. Every year. You got a Busta Rhymes album every year. You know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes I think even before a full year was over. You know what I'm saying? So there's that, like, consistency. That's another thing. You know, he went solo. He gave you those classic albums. Then he gave you the Flip Mode Squad. You know what I'm saying? Introduced y'all to Rod Digger. Shout out to Rod Digger too, man. I heard an interesting story about that, about, you know, how she was originally with Q-Tip first. I did not know that. You know what I'm saying? You learn something new and you learn something different every day. But he gave you Flip Mode. He gave you all those. He showed you that he had the ability to be able to collaborate with anybody, with any different style. He got joints with Janet Jackson. He got joints with Mariah Carey. He has joints with Mystical. I'm talking about, you know, he could just get on a track with anybody and blend right in. You know what I'm saying? That's big. Everybody can't do that. And then, you know, like, just to put the icing on the cake about his greatness, right? And I mentioned this before, too. You know, I use this example about my man Tupac. You know how, you know, usually, you know, a rapper is known for, you know, one style or one flow or being, you know, a rapper is known for talking about one specific thing. You know, either it's like you talking about the money that you got, you know, you talking about your jewelry, you bragging, you self-conscious, you talking about the culture. You know, you're talking about women and relationships. You know, usually a rap artist technically really only has like one thing. You know what I'm saying? That they're known for. They can branch out and talk about different things, but, you know, they got that one thing that they're known for. For example, like Too Short. That's my man, legend. You know what I'm saying? But he's mainly talks about women. You know, that's just what he's known for. I'm not saying that's the only thing that he's good about, you know, he's good for. I'm not saying that. But that's his, what's the word I'm looking for, man? That's his go-to. You know what I'm saying? That's his home base right there. That's his number one thing. That. So, Busta don't have, like, he's not in a box, so to speak. You know what I'm saying? And what I mean by that, like I said, you know, the joints with Janet, the joints with Mariah, the joints with Mystical, that shows you his range, the different people he could collab with. But also, even after the Flip Mode, you know, like, dude made his rounds. Dude, he was with Cash Money for a minute. And you would think, on the surface, nah, you know, that don't fit, man. Busta Rhymes and Cash Money. Nah, that don't go together. He made that work. You know what I'm saying? You didn't say that about him. Like, he made that work. Then he got with Aftermath and Dr. Dre. Some people were like, I don't know, man. That's Dre typically don't work with that kind of artist, man. I don't know. He made that situation work. You know what I'm saying? He had some joints with The Game. He had some joints with 50 M. You know, he fit right in. You know what I'm saying? The ability to be able to fit in and reinvent yourself. His habit of being able to like just blend in is impeccable, man. It's like second to none. Now, I want to make sure that, you know, I'm not selling him short. You know, when you think about the best rapper, you know, the best lyricist, the best artist, he checks all the boxes, man. You know, he got the longevity. He got the different crews. You know what I'm saying? He's an executive. You know, owner of the Flip Mode Squad. Flip Mode Records, you know what I'm saying? He got that. You know, he discovered, like, Rod Digger. You know, he bought out artists. The lyrics is dope. His beats were dope. The man was consistent. I mean, numerous classic albums. Countless, like, number one hits and songs that's just been on the top of the charts, like, for weeks. He checks all of the boxes, man. One of the greatest performers to ever do it. You know, he played in a couple of movies. You know what I'm saying? his flow is unique. His voice is unique. You know what I'm saying? Like, his whole, like, I don't want to say gimmick, man, but his whole, like, routine. Like, he checks all the boxes, man. A businessman, you know what I'm saying? He checks the boxes. You know what I mean? There's nothing that he don't have. And, you know, like I mentioned earlier, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm out of town right now. You know, small vacation. You know, I'm not going to hold y'all too long. I definitely wanted to chop it up with y'all today. I wanted, you know, to pay homage to Busta Rhymes. You know, give him his just due. Give him his respect. You know, of course, while he's still living. That's another part that I love the most. Like, we able to honor people, you know, while they here to celebrate with us. You know what I'm saying? That's huge. You know what I'm saying? I just want to say thank you for the hits, man. You know what I'm saying? Loved his music, man, from day one. You know what I'm saying? Like, from day one. You know what I mean? Heard all the albums. You know what I'm saying? The Flip Mode album. Everything, you know, this everything he did was off the charts, man. The consistency. Everybody, like I said, like I mentioned before, like everybody don't have that. And dude, check all the boxes, man. Like, you know, you can't take nothing away from him. And if I could just, like, make a small request, man, when y'all do y'all list of, you know, who's the GOAT, who's the greatest of all time, who's the top five, top 10, you know, who should be in Mount Rushmore, you know, all that good stuff, man. I can understand if you don't say, like, Busta Rhymes is the best. You know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, you might think, you know, there's other people that's deserving. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? So I can understand, you know, I won't, you know, be mad if you don't say Busta Rhymes is the best. But he should be in the conversation, though. You know what I'm saying? Like he should be in the conversation. And I don't think he's, like, in the conversation enough. You know what I'm saying? That's my first request. Like, y'all have those debates. You know, put his name in the conversation. Two, my second request. And this is a big one. You know what I'm saying? A big one. When you look at your favorite artist, whoever that might be, like, pull up, you know, your favorite artist catalog and then compare his to Busta Rhymes. You know what I'm saying? All the albums, record sales, you know, the number of hits, all that good stuff. And you'll be surprised, man, at what you come up with. Your favorite artist, whoever that might be, might not have all the amount of hits that Busta do. Busta been around a long time, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, your favorite artist might be more popular, maybe, and talked about more. But pull up that catalog, man. I'm not saying it's impossible, man, but, man, it's not too many, man. It's not too many. You know what I mean? That's my second request. Now, my third thing is more like, it's not a request. It's more like a warning. You know what I'm saying? Now, I can say, like, for the last 3 years, and it's mainly like Busta Rhymes, like himself doing this. For the past 3 years, like, Busta Rhymes has been campaigning, so to speak, to find an opponent to go against him in the versus battle. Now, just to show you proof that there's a lot of people out there that have good sense, nobody out there has accepted his challenge. Now, me, I'm not surprised at all. I'm not surprised at all that nobody want that smoke. But now, if there's anybody that ever, you know, feels like they brave enough to do so, and they thinking about it, I want to give you a piece of advice here on the Slackers Talk podcast. If you think about challenging Busta Rhymes and going up against him in the Versus battle, I got three words for you. Short, sweet, and simple. I got three words for you. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. And I'm not saying that, you know, nobody is good enough. Nobody is worthy. But just think about how long this man has been doing it. How many albums he got. Just think of all the people that he could bring on stage with him. From Q-Tip to Janet to Mariah, Mystical. Man, I ain't doing it no justice, man. Like, Mary J. Blige. Just think of all the guests that he could bring out. You know, the Flip Mode Squad. You know, you're dealing with that. You're dealing with the fact that he's one of the greatest performers in the world. He's going to have the crowd hype. He's going to have the crowd behind him. There's just no doubt about that. You're not going to beat him. You're not going to perform better than him. You know what I'm saying? Like, you may have, you know, some songs that's better, but, like, his performance, man, and his showmanship, like, you ain't going to be able to do nothing, you know, with that. So, yeah, if just in case there's anybody that's thinking about it, yeah, don't do it. Don't do it. And to Busta Rhymes, if you really, really want to do a versus battle, I'm sorry, bro, but I don't think nobody crazy enough, man. I think you have to sit this one out. Until then, I appreciate the music, man. I look forward to the next one, because you still rocking out. And this thanks, man, for the classic albums, man. Thanks. And I can't wait for the next one. This has been the Slackers Talk Podcast, a.k.a. The Talk of the Town Now. I'm your host, film producer Jason Slack. And this has been a tribute to one of the greatest rappers to ever do it, Busta Rhymes. I just want to say thanks for rocking with me. Peace, and we'll talk again next week.
You're listening to the Slackers Talk Podcast, a.k.a. The Talk of the Town Now. Find out what's going to happen next.